tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzz TV fans and fans of the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We're here tonight delivering you another after show for tonight, Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 6. The episode title is There Will Be Blood Work. And I am your... And let's listen to this. You know, we've heard this before, but...
Santino Noir.
A very special feature.
Santino Noir. Santino Noir, Santino.
Is anybody impressed? Let us know. I'm your host, Grant, and with me tonight...
Hey, everybody. It's Megan Stecker.
Let's get into this show. I have a bone to pick with the whole episode. I plan to be very critical of this one. I don't know what to say after watching this. I watched the episode twice because I thought I missed a lot.
Me too.
So I was like, okay, let me see this again. Let me make a few extra notes, and there were very few extra notes added because I just feel like this episode, and you mentioned this when we walked in, that it seemed like a transitional episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just a kind of a filling in week. Mm-hmm. Not a ton going on. I feel like we're still setting up for the big Florida trip.
See, I thought that was last week.
Right. So this was a little disappointing.
Yeah, I set in predictions last week that if I wanted to see the Florida trip, I want to see what Jim and Amber are going to do, and we really didn't get anything.
Yeah.
So, regardless, there's still stuff to discuss, as always, here. Let's start with St. Teresa. She's still showing off that she's the mother of the year.
Mother Teresa.
The wife, the supporting wife. And, you know, so we saw that she's got this, she's dealing with her kids. There's a lot of, like, mommy time that we see with her, which I'm sick of, personally. I don't want to see all that. But I do enjoy that Melania. And yeah. I know a lot of people don't. But I was talking with some, specifically, like, my grandmother and my family members about this show, and they don't feel bad for Teresa at all. And, you know, of course, this is someone who, you know, is convicted at this point, a convicted felon, and she is, you know, we've gotten to know her over the years. We've seen every side of her, the crazy, the bad, the mother side, the family side. And I don't know. I mean, I want to know, specifically from our listeners in the comments, I want to know, do you feel bad for Teresa? We've gotten to the point in the season where they agreed to the plea deal.
Correct.
And there's nothing beyond that that is in the press. There's nothing beyond that that's coming up in the case. You know, I mean, they have to wait till their sentencing, which keeps getting pushed and still has not occurred, and it's not going to for a few more weeks. And even that we don't know because it might get pushed again. So for the rest of the season, we're going to see what we're seeing. You know, Teresa being this mother who doesn't know what's going to happen to her and her husband. Do we feel bad for her?
See, I do, because I like the fact that you're getting to see... You know, every time a reality star or a celebrity or someone goes to jail, it's, oh, haha, they had everything and now they have nothing, you know, and I'm living my life the right way and I'm not, you know, I would never go to jail for this or that and I work hard for what I have and for them. Okay. But everybody has all different sides of their personality and your life's not one thing or another, black and white. You know, there's many shades of gray to everything. So, you know, I think it's a very unique perspective to get to see someone living their life said, yeah, I messed up. And now everybody's waiting to see the consequences and how that feels to be hanging in the balance there.
Yeah,
I think it's a very unique perspective. And I do feel bad because at the end of the day, she is a mother with four innocent kids.
Right.
So I think it's more that I feel bad for the kids. But, you know, it's also like you've got to think... you can see inside her mind and what's going on, and she's really hurting. It's kind of like, how could this have happened to our family?
Right, but somebody could say, well, you should have thought about that.
Right.
when you are writing, you know, all these, you know, applying for all these loans and mortgages and lies. You know, I thought for a while it was just Joe that did that and Teresa was too, like, out there and just not focused enough to know what she was even signing. But now that I really look at it, and now, and Teresa's giving this to us, she's showing us that she is this businesswoman. She's this, you know, smart, now culturally refined woman. So now it actually almost makes her look worse, where in the past it looked like Teresa was just straight up ignorant. So it was like they could have just handed her, I could hand you this piece of paper if you were Teresa and just say sign here and she'd do it. So I thought it was more like just that, just, you know, ignorance and just going for it. But now we're seeing that she's the, you know, she's coming across as this refined woman. She was on the Celebrity Apprentice. She went quite far, you know. So, like, you know, now it's kind of like, your image is changing, and it looks like you could be smart enough to make these decisions.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think Teresa's had a lot of fun manipulating her own image to us through reality TV. So now that it's tarnished by reality, actual reality, not reality TV, she's once again using it to lift herself up and, oh, I'm this saintly mother, and please, God, don't send me away. Right. I have children to take care of.
Right.
So.
Well, I want to know. So our listeners and out there, I want to know, what do you think? Really, let us know in the comments. I'm really curious to see how fans, long-term fans, maybe newer fans, you know, if you're listening to this, you're pretty invested in the show. So I want to know, what do you think? I mean, do you feel bad for her, or did she have what's coming to her based on her actions? Or is it Joe who really kind of pulled the strings and Teresa's taking the fall for it? Or, I mean, I know there are very passionate fans, and I have my opinions too. I mean, I don't really feel too bad for her. I mean, I feel bad. I've sat here every week and mentioned, you know, certain aspects, but that's more related to the family. But I just don't really feel too bad. I mean, if you have four kids and you're doing these things that are illegal, what do you think is going to happen?
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean, but from a humanistic perspective, not knowing what your sentence is going to be and having it keep being pushed is just the worst. Like, that has to just be the worst, you know, because at that point you've pled guilty, you know, it's like, okay, fine, I did it, like, I'm done, but now, all right, what's gonna happen to me? And to not know is just the worst. And that is where I feel bad for her on that end. So a really interesting moment was when her daughter turned to her and said she was really proud of how she handled, you know, the announcement of the plea agreement.
I think from what Gio was saying, I was taking it as that it had all went down the day before, because I heard Gio say the word yesterday. And she said, you know, Mom, if you were a hot mess, it would have affected the whole family. And, you know, especially with me being the only one knowing, then I would be a mess and this just would all fall apart. And I just thought, like, that was so sweet and so mature of her to say that to her mom. Like, wow.
Well, she's had to grow up fast, and she's gonna have to grow up even faster once things change in her family. You know, so it's good to see that she does have a level head, and she seems like a smart girl. And she, you know, I listened to what she says. And she sounds like she has a good vocabulary, as I'm like tripping over my words. But, you know, we've seen Teresa and Joe use guys, and it's like so cajon and so, like, you know, just lousy
Teresa's
grammar.
Entire vocabulary, which is always the wrong word for the word she's trying to say.
Pretty much.
Or completely made up. It's always completely made up.
Yeah. And so her daughter actually has a good vocabulary. And I'm not shocked, but it's just like, you know, wow, this girl actually seems like, you know, smarter than the two of them sometimes.
Or has Teresa and Joe been playing us all along? Or at least Teresa. Joe, I would take it that that's really his personality and his vocabulary. But maybe Teresa's been playing us all along.
Hey, what are you going to do, as Joe says? Did you see that video on BravoTV.com of the Real Husbands of New Jersey opening?
I loved it.
We tweeted it out last week. I'll tweet it again. So if you want to go on my Twitter, Grant_Rants, or just go on BravoTV.com. And it's one of, like, the extras. And it's really funny. And they have all the house husbands. And Joe's is my favorite. And they edit it like the Housewives opening with the taglines, just with the men. And check it out. It's funny. It's a good one. And I like Jim's too.
Yes. Yeah. This is what Gray and I do with our spare time. We tweet each other yeah. Bravo videos.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, in between all the madness. So anything else you want to say about Teresa and her being a Mueller and this, you know, the saintly figure of the state of New Jersey?
You know, I think that I have nothing to say about it. She's going to keep, this is going to be her image and persona the whole season yeah. to try to, she wants it to affect her sentence, which is still weeks off away from now. I'm sure she thinks that it's going to affect people. Okay, so the judge sentences her. I think she's hoping the people around the judge will feel bad for her, that they will be speaking to the judge in his personal real life about this.
The judge is actually a female judge.
Oh, okay.
So I think that's going to be a real advantage. I read this on an article.
I agree.
If it is not true, don't kill me. But it seemed, I mean, they said the judge, she will be, so I mean, I'm assuming that we're dealing with a female judge here.
That we use and, a female judge.
Yeah, and so that might really give her an advantage, because that judge might be a Mueller, that judge might be a fan of The Real Housewives. You know, I mean, you yeah. just don't know. So who knows? We'll find out justice, as Teresa finds out.
Justice is supposed to be blind, we'll see.
Yeah, but you never know. I mean,
yeah,
how
well,
many
I mean, that's
judges
why
and juries have been,
that's why this yeah. entire season is about Teresa the Great Mother.
Yes, they're painting every picture they can into the last gong. So let's talk about Victoria's Secret. And I'm not talking about the retail chain.
I love that you nicknamed it.
That's what I'm calling it. Some people call it like a scandal or something gate. This is Victoria's Secret. What do you want to say about that? Because it came back up.
So, end of the episode, Teresa and Dina get together for a little scrapbooking. Yawn. Are you serious?
That's such a setup. It's like, what can we have her do? Open up a photo album.
So embarrassing. So she lets Dina know she's not going to come to Florida in light of recent events.
Even though she's been working out to go. Weird.
Yes, she was really giving it to that punching bag. She looked really good in her gym clothes, by the way. Like, really buff.
Yeah, and that that trainer looked no nonsense. But my question is, if you're hitting it so tough, why do you have a personal trainer?
Like I said last week, they got rid of none of the luxury. All this money trouble, bankruptcy, they got rid of nothing so far.
That's true. They're still driving around in those big Escalades and SUVs as opposed to trading them in for like a used car and collecting the money or, you know, what, downgrading, you know, downgrading. But whatever. I mean, that's their prerogative.
No big deal. They have a shore house, a boat, and a mansion, even though they're bankrupt. Okay.
More on that later.
Well, where was I going with all this? Yeah, so she decides she's not going to go to Florida in light of everything that's just happened with the media and them saying, yes, we are guilty of all these terrible things, and just staying home with the family. And then she says, you know, I do know something about the twins, and I feel like it's awkward. You're going to be there with them. And lets out Victoria's Secret to Dina. So last week, Amber and her had decided, we're not saying nothing. We're not getting involved. This is too scandalous, too much. Teresa was like, I don't have time for this. Yeah, I don't have time to get involved in this mess. I'm just going to be St. Teresa over here. But obviously, as the Real Housewives do, they let that gossip slip right out. So now Dina knows, and Dina is going to Florida.
But why did Dina need to know? I know she wanted to, like, give her this information before she went on the trip, but, like, Dina didn't even believe it. So it seemed to me like it was going to be dead in the water right there. But,
I mean, like me, maybe Teresa just can't let a little bit of good gossip sit on her lips. It's going to come right back out.
Well, Teresa realized that she's on the show. She's going to do something. So maybe that was it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And that's her best girlfriend. Last week, I gave Dina some kind of guff because I felt like she really wasn't like the best friend to Teresa. And she should really kind of chat with her about things. And maybe they do off camera. But I read Dina's blog on bravotv.com. And she mentioned that basically she is one of those friends that doesn't ask any questions, but if she needs to be there for someone, she will be in a heartbeat, but she's not going to, like, ask anything. And I don't know, that's just a different type of friend than I am, maybe because I want information. But, I mean, she brought up a good point, though. She said that when you ask questions and you get people's information, like, you know, that's, like, ammunition. So sometimes it's best to, like, not have that against people. Something along the lines of that.
Yeah. And I think Dina's a real non-gossipy girl. So it's like she doesn't want to know the information, and that way she's not involved in any of the crazy catfights that go on. Because when she does know anything, a fight erupts. She's implicated in it. She's instantly involved, and she's like, I don't want to be involved. I'm sitting over here in the corner not doing anything. Yeah. So I think that's why she's always on the bandwagon of, I don't want to know. I'm not going to ask. I don't want to talk about it. How are you?
Mm-hmm. So do you think that Teresa was right in telling her that information?
Not at all.
No.
Obviously, this is just your typical, like, Real Housewives, like, it's going to get around to the whole group before it gets back to the person that it's about.
Right.
And the person that it's about is going to say, that's completely incorrect. Yeah. How dare you?
We'll see what Dina does with that information. Who knows? Out of the news, Dina's assistant left and moved back home. And I just want to know what Dina needs an assistant for.
I do believe, I could be wrong, that I saw him on another reality show that she had had on HGTV. So she does have a couple businesses. I mean, Dina's not just sitting home collecting Tommy's money, buying more shoes. She works for real. So she has a party planning and event throwing business, which is a lot of work. And she had a reality show around that on HGTV in the past. And then she also runs the children's cancer charity, that Ladybug project that we saw featured. So I believe that he was an assistant on all levels. I think he was working with and for the event planning business, because when I saw her reality show with that, he was a part of the team that would help her design things, go and buy things, set everything up.
Okay, so you didn't see that show.
So that was part of his job. So I think he's involved on all levels in both of her businesses and being a personal assistant as well. Maybe it was just all personal and he was on that reality show just for show. But because she's so busy with the two businesses, maybe he kind of runs the personal life.
Yeah.
You know, some people have enough money to have someone else buy their coffee and pick up their dry cleaning and make sure the maid comes.
Right.
Not me, but I would love to have a personal assistant.
I couldn't use it.
Well, she was complaining, like, you're the only one that knows all my passwords and how to, you know, she's like, there's going to be so many things I don't know how to do when you leave.
I was just bored. I was like, I don't even know who this is. Like, okay, see, bon voyage.
I was kind of surprised by the hysterics that she and Lexi were in.
Yeah.
But how many, I guess that he was part of the family, basically.
Well, Dina said in her blog that, like, she's really tight with certain people. It's a small group, but it's a tight group. So I guess she really let him in every single way, but into her home and with her child. And so that's why it's so, like, heartbreaking. But I was kind of like, whatever.
Yeah.
I really didn't care about that too much. Yeah. But Dina have something to do, though.
Yeah. And him having not been on the show, I think, is maybe why you're not feeling anything toward that whole situation. You know, you don't really know him. Yeah, so it's like, who cares that her nameless assistant left?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was good to see Dina get in on the show a little bit, because I love her. She's my favorite housewife and she never does anything on the show. So she's never on it.
Yeah.
Except for when she told Jim to go clean a you know what.
Well, Amber is now going to check for her 5-year cancer screening, and apparently after 5 years, if you have a clean bill of health, you have a better chance of moving on and not really having such vulnerable scare, I guess.
Recurrence.
Yeah. Okay. So they really kind of cut it up and they edited this episode, like the coming up parts, where it looked like she had it. And I don't know, I just kind of thought that was kind of lousy to do. To kind of play up like, you know, this, like, that's something that's, you know, not only life-changing, but life-threatening. And I don't know, I just kind of thought it was strange they kept making it look like she was going to get bad news. You know?
Well, I don't like that. I think that they did make it look worse in the teases. But she did not get good news in that her blood work was showing inconclusive results, and they wanted her to come in the very next day, which is what happened when she was initially diagnosed.
Right.
So I think she has a right to be worried, especially because she has been through breast cancer and knows how bad it is, and that there is a chance. I don't know the percentages of when you have a recurrence of, you know, a mortality rate. I actually was trying to do some research on that. But I think the really reputable sources are reluctant to kind of provide that information on the internet. you know, you don't want people to misuse those statistics, and I think it's probably different in every single case. Yeah, but the thought, I think, of maybe having a recurrence took over her so much.
Yeah.
It was really sad to watch. Mm-hmm. So we were definitely seeing that emotion come out, and
I thought it was touching to see her, the scenes with her husband, mm-hmm. and how supportive he was, and tried to like, you know, steer her away from going over the edge,
right.
with, you know, worry. But I also completely understand what she says, but she feels like she's like, you know, she's paralyzed until, you know, she gets these test results, and she fears this relapse, and she really can't even breathe until, you know, right. how do you sleep?
Right.
You know, I feel like we've all had stress in our lives where it's like, I need to get through this. But that is like to another level because you have children and, you know, you've been through this before. So that's its own hell. You know, it really is.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, she keeps comparing it to, I know Teresa's going through something hard and I went through something really hard. Mm-hmm. But she did make a good point a few times so far this season that it's really not the same thing, because in my case, it's a health problem where I literally could end up dead.
Yeah.
So that's where you're seeing all the emotion from, and it is a big right. difference. And yeah, it was kind of crazy mm-hmm. how she called in early in the episode, called and checked on Teresa.
Right.
That was kind of a weird, crazy moment. The whole yeah. like verbal diarrhea she was yeah. having with Teresa. Well,
for what I understand, and I read Amber's blog from 2 weeks ago, and she basically says that she's one of those people that wants to have the full understanding of what she's in for. She said, like, for example, when she right. had when she had breast cancer, a lot of people would just go in, give me the treatment, and I'm leaving for the day. But she wanted to know the science. She wanted to know everything about the treatments. Like, so she asks a lot of questions, and certain people are just naturally just information seekers, and they need to know the full information regarding mm-hmm. anything, whether it be a contract or a news story. And so this is someone that she's getting to know, and she wanted to know as much information as possible, but she doesn't know Teresa's way of how she really doesn't talk about it. She doesn't really have, she's not an open book like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, think that her heart was in the right place. She wanted to know, she wanted to get answers. Like, you know, she's an information-seeking person.
Right.
But she doesn't realize that Teresa's just not, she doesn't want to talk about it. She doesn't want to talk about it with her kids.
Right.
So.
Well, and, you know, the fact that probably she shouldn't and can't talk about it because she's guilty of doing yeah. something illegal, you know, why would she talk about it? So it is a little obnoxious that twice now Amber's called and been like, what's going on? Tell me everything. What can you spill? Blah, blah, blah. Are you going to jail tomorrow? Are you not yeah. going to jail ever? So I get it that yeah. Teresa is so annoyed. I would be too. But
so do you think Amber shouldn't have made those calls? Do you think that she...
Not at all.
Shouldn't have
I
done
mean,
it?
Even Dina is not even saying anything.
Yeah.
And they're really close. Mm-hmm. So it's
so
like...
So you don't think Amber should have placed those
no,
phone
they're
calls?
Not... Yeah, exactly. They're not close friends. Mm-hmm. They just met. So as friendly as Amber would like to be, it's too much.
Right.
I
well,
think.
Yeah. I think one phone call would have been enough. And then after that, it would have been like, okay, she doesn't want to go there. I reached out.
Mm-hmm.
I made the effort, you know, I expressed my interest and you know, sincere, you know, upset. I put it out there, but, you know, if they're not going to reciprocate, like, just leave it alone. Dina sat down with the twins,
mm-hmm.
and they mentioned Teresa, and they basically said, like, don't even reach out to her. Like, don't even bother. And I mean, I'm kind of the opposite. Like, I don't know, in tough times, you want to have people around you. It's just weird that they're going around telling people, just don't even send her a text. Like, don't bother.
Right. I think it's weird, too, because I want as many people as I can to
yeah.
tell me, like, you're right to feel this way and, like,
right.
tell me all about it. I don't know. The whole thing. I mean, look, my stance on it is she doesn't want to talk about it because she did something illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fair enough.
And she can't have any of that on the show. So why would she talk
right.
about that
yeah.
while they're filming. So,
right. Well, I was sad to see the scenes with Amber and Jim
mm-hmm.
because that is such a struggle. And honestly, like, this is only 5 years later.
Yeah.
And that, and when I mean only, I mean only. I mean, to come off of something like that where you were, you know, you were on, you know, death's door 5 years is nothing, and to mm-hmm. have another threat, it's just too soon, and it's like mm-hmm. not necessary, and I felt bad for them. I really did.
Yeah, and I think it's one of those things where you always look over your shoulder for the rest of your life.
Yeah,
you're always going to be looking over your shoulder like, is it coming back? Please God, don't come back. Yeah. So
the more time, I guess, yeah. away from, the more time with a clean diagnosis or mm-hmm. you know, a clean bill of health, the mm-hmm. better. So yeah, that's yeah. a sad thing.
I thought it was a nice look at their marriage and their how they support yeah. each other.
Right.
Because we see so much of that not going on the Housewives, you True. Know. And, yeah. you know, we see lots of marriage breakups or we see, yeah. you know, lots of catfighting or things that aren't right. real. And it was nice to just see, like, a sweet, genuine
right.
couple, like, loving and supporting each
that's
other.
That's why I like them, because I said this from the mm-hmm. beginning. I think they're a real couple.
They
like,
really are.
Like, you know, I believe everything. I really do. I think that they're a genuine couple. And then, you know, there are other couples on the canvas that are allegedly not so real, like Bobby and Nicole, and I don't enjoy them.
Yeah.
You know, I just don't.
Okay.
And so let's talk about them. We didn't see okay. Bobby, but we did see Nicole.
Yeah, we were missing Bobby the whole episode, huh?
Yeah, I'm surprised. And then let's talk about this colonoscopy. Are you concerned about Reno's colonoscopy?
No, I was so grossed out by it. What was that whole thing with him wearing, like, that little Speedo underwear thing? Yeah. That was I saw way too much of Reno yeah. that I will never be able to erase from my mind.
Yeah. I have to be honest, I didn't enjoy any part of that storyline.
I think they could have made it a little cuter and funnier. I know they were trying to, it seemed to me that they were trying to lighten up how heavy it is
yeah.
With Amber's breast cancer scare and to tie in some other health stuff that other people are going through. But because he did get a clean bill of health, they made it a little light.
Yeah.
It just was too much with the...
I just don't care. Yeah. I really don't. I mean, a colonoscopy is a routine...
Exam.
So yeah. it's like, okay, so, I mean, if I get on a reality show, is someone going to follow me to go to the optometrist to get my eyes checked? I mean, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. This was kind of like, all right, whatever. Like, he's not even... Like, it's not, it wasn't housewife related. It was a house husband
yeah.
who, you know, was new. It just didn't really... But, I mean, I get, like, exactly what you're saying. They're trying to balance it out.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I thought it was unnecessary too. Yeah. He talked too much about some gross stuff going on yeah. the inside. Like he said, like, oh, they shove a camera up your poop hole or yeah. poop chute. And I'm like, what? That's and disgusting.
He's there we creating know. All the dinner. He's there cooking and chopping, and then he's in and out of the bathroom.
Let me tell you, both of my parents have had to do this procedure in the past as part mm. of their routine getting older right, at whatever right. age you have to do it. It's terrible. They were yeah, like,
the prep's supposed I to mean, be
the
lousy.
Prep is the worst. The day before is supposed to be terrible. I cannot believe they had people in their home and he was cooking, because that's like a, you lock yourself in the bathroom for 12 hours and I'll drive you to the doctor tomorrow for the yeah. procedure. Like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Well, I just don't want to see that. I'm not, I don't tune into television shows to see people go to the bathroom. I'm not interested.
Good point. No, it was too much. Yeah. The whole thing was gross.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad he had a good clean bill of health, but I could have dealt without seeing the underwear.
He had a textbook colon.
No, but the underwear. I could have dealt without that.
Like, what was that? The design on yeah. it? Was it anything that I didn't get, or just a weird design?
It was like a weird design. It was supposed to be like a bird, but it only had a feather on it.
Oh, okay. There was a...
It looked like go-go dancer underwear that you'd see like in a gay club, like in yeah, West Hollywood or something. Yeah. It was questionable.
Well, he
I
did
don't know
say,
what he was wearing.
He did say, he's like, oh, what's that old saying? The one bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. So yeah. I guess, was there supposed to be a bird on the,
well, it
you're
had,
saying?
It had feathers around like the balls, okay. right? Or like the top.
I couldn't tell what that was supposed
I don't know.
To be.
I don't
I
care.
I was so grossed out.
Yeah, I know. That we don't need to see like that. We're like in their bedroom. She's like mm-hmm. in a nightie and he's in this little underwear. Like, how do they even feel comfortable with that? You don't see like, Jim and Amber doing that crap. Like, you know, like, I mean.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm just gagging over here.
Where do you stand on the twins at this point?
Twins? They haven't drawn me in yet. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, I'm not seeing a lot from them. So it feels like they're kind of, to me, it feels like I see them reciting lines or something, or yeah. like they've been told, like, well, you want to make sure to mention this because that's why we're filming this.
Yeah.
So they haven't drawn me in yet.
I don't enjoy either of them right now. No. I really don't. I don't really. I mean, you know, I'm kind of glad they're on the canvas. It's an interesting dynamic. I'm not asking for them not to be on the show. I just don't really enjoy them.
I think we're going to see a lot more of them when Victoria's Secret is revealed.
Yes.
Down perhaps. In Florida. Yep. Things are going to get crazy.
Well, Joe and Melissa are getting ready to build a new home.
You sound exhausted just talking about this episode.
Well, I mean, I'm pulling here, people. I'm pulling. I mean, let's be real. We get to see a rendering of their floor plan, and we're going to discuss it. Here we go.
You know what this episode was a lot of chopped up bits of everyday life. It really was.
Yeah.
So since there was no hair pulling fight this episode, Gray and I are a little bored. You can't blame us.
Yeah. I mean, I think most people would be. So this house has, they want to spend $250,000 on the pool. The bedroom is a house in itself. There's a grotto by the pool. It's 6 bedrooms. Melissa doesn't want a bigger house. Joe is saying that they're going to stay in that house like a year and like 9 months, 8 months, maybe before they move on to another one.
See, that's phony silliness because they're probably going to live longer than that in the rental while they're building this one.
That's true. Yeah. Stupid. Well, they don't even have enough money to finish it at this point in time.
Ooh, 2 snaps.
Well, it's true.
Okay. Spill that tea.
It's true. They don't have the money.
That's so true. They could be losing money on this new plasma. Why do they keep calling it plasma?
Look.
It's a paper shredding business.
I'm going to be real. Come on. These people are waiting on money to come to this business so they can build a 6-bedroom house. Cut out the bedrooms, cut down the house, and you can move into it quicker.
I do not understand the materialism going on in these people anymore.
They need to have this huge house that they can't afford, so they have to stay in a rental because they can't afford to build this massive house that they don't even need. One of them doesn't even want it.
9,000 square feet. 9,000. My apartment is less than 800 square feet.
Well, the lots, they said would have got bigger. They would have had it larger had it been on a bigger lot. So I just imagine like this house.
Are they building corner to corner with no yard?
That's what I picture. I picture like it being like on the street just because they need square footage for nothing. They have that little dog Valentino that takes about like a, I don't know, like just like a foot by like a half a foot.
Yeah.
Of space.
He's a midge. He's a midge. What a little guy.
3 small kids. They're not even looking to stay in that house long. So why? I was just kind of like, oh, Lord.
Maybe this is all part of their money plan. Like, they're flipping houses, basically. It's like, oh, we're going to build this big house. Somebody's going to want to buy it because of who we are. We need to make sure we're still relevant when we sell it. Look, big celebrities are doing this right now. Reese Witherspoon's doing it. Sarah Jessica Parker is doing it.
Ellen's done it a few times.
Courtney Cox has been doing it for years. Yeah, so the new thing celebrities are doing is getting their house in Architectural Digest. Mm-hmm. Getting the cover. Tom Brady and Giselle just did that.
That's true, yeah.
You know, so it's like, I think that maybe that's what Joe and Melissa are up to. They put the plans all over the show. We're going to get to see the house built on the show. We're going to get to see them move in and all these furnishings they're going to rent.
Tom Brady and Giselle's house was in Los Angeles.
Right.
This is in New Jersey.
Well,
and it's Melissa Gorga and Joe Gorga.
Excuse me, it's going to be L.A. chic, according to Melissa. This just ties into my theory that she wants it to look a little more LA, so it looks a little more celebrity.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Yeah, but if you don't have the money to build the house, I could design a home. It doesn't mean that I can go out and buy a property and build it.
Well, look, nobody really ever has all that money up front. You get a mortgage and you pay it off. So.
Right, right, right. But still, I mean, if they can't afford to do it, then that means they're not being approved.
That's true.
So don't bother. I mean, it's like, real estate is finicky, especially now. I mean, unless if you do have the estates in Bel Air and the right zip codes, I mean, it's finicky. So, I mean, I just build a house and be done.
So did he say, I missed it. Did he say in the episode something about like, we don't have the money for this, but we will?
Well, they're waiting on the plasma business to take off so that they can get, because all their money is invested in that.
Oh,
so
they need
money
dumb.
To, yeah. So they need to receive, they need to make money quickly. Because I guess everything's kind of on hold with that house until they have the money to front to start.
So they're in the rental. They haven't even started the new house. And they're waiting on money they haven't made.
Yeah,
so they
saw the lot.
So they
that
put the cart before the horse because they sold the last one and moved into a rental but hadn't even started the new one.
Correct.
But you know what? They probably got a good offer on that last one because of the celebrity.
Well, the last one they still own. They rented it out, and there was all controversy.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we talked about this.
Yeah, so, I mean, they still never made money off that house. And that was a beautiful house, and there was no reason for them to really get rid of it. I get that that's, like, what... I understand at the end of the day, like, this is what Joe does.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he flips these homes, or he builds a big home, like you were saying, and sells it off. You know, he keeps wanting to move up.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think that it's wise when you have three kids and you've invested all your money in a maybe business and you know, you want to build this mega mansion that you can't afford to do.
Well, let's
maybe
hope,
I'm the realist.
Let's
maybe
hope
I'm
Melissa
boring.
Sells some records, baby.
I don't know. Well, she doesn't have a record studio in the basement anymore. So who knows what's going to happen? I don't know.
I'm just dancing over here to Melissa's latest club single.
I don't know. That irritated me. Not you, but that story. What I will say that, you know, this whole season is lower in the ratings.
Yeah.
And Bravo supposedly is, like, upset with it because, like, you know, they've shied away from, like, what it was. And they got rid of Kathy and big deal. And then Jacqueline. And so, you know, but these are the episodes that were given. Mm-hmm. And they're not very entertaining. There's really nothing newsworthy from them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's what's going to happen to the ratings. That's
right.
What's going to happen. People are just going to lose interest.
Well, you know who we're missing is the glue. We're missing Caroline.
Right.
To me, she was the star of the show. I know they made it all about Teresa for the past how many years? Every week I say this. But she really was the star of the show. It was her quick wit. It was her smart mouth. It was her straight talking.
You always knew that she was going to deliver the truth for the most part. And if she didn't, you know, with regards to, like, her sister and all that, like, she was smart enough to keep that off. So, you know, I think that she was smart. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if this is what we've got and, you know, the ratings are done, you can't complain. Right. You can't complain because this, you know, the product is kind of a bore right now.
Well, you know how we said this was, like, a transitional episode? I feel like this season is a transitional season as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if it gets better and they gel.
Yeah.
And interest is peaked.
It's hard to do that these days. There's so much on television and these shows, especially New Jersey, has always delivered high. Mm-hmm. It's always delivered quick and fast and to the point. So, you know, to ask people to kind of like, let's take a full season to introduce three new people. I mean, and wait for Teresa to go to jail. It's like, no one's really going to want to do that. So I don't know. That's just my opinion. Let's get into some news and gossip.
Let's
move
do
this
it.
Along.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So speaking of Teresa, E! Online says that the couple's crisis manager exclusively reached out to them and that she claims that reports are completely false that Joe and Teresa are fighting over their legal battle situation. She said, "There is no truth to the rumors my clients, Joe and Teresa, are having any marital issues. In fact, their legal issues have brought them closer together. They remain devoted to each other and their four beautiful daughters." They keep playing that four daughters up constantly, almost every episode.
Well, do you think that's funny that they reached out exclusively to E! Online?
Well, they're all affiliated. They're in the ABC Universal family.
That's true. But it's weird that they didn't reach out exclusively to Bravo.com, right?
Maybe.
BravoTV.com?
Well, regarding their long-awaited sentence, she went on to say, this crisis manager, there is not a person around who could make a statement regarding the outcome of this case and have it be accurate. The judge has not received all of the legal filings, and the decision will be hers. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I found it. Every member of this legal team and Joe and Teresa have great respect for our criminal justice system and understand how the process works.
All right. Well, so they're trying to strike down those divorce rumors I keep reading about.
So, a very well-written statement, Miss Feldman. Do you have any news and gossip for us?
Okay. So, I know last week we said they put the mansion on the market. Teresa and Joe got to sell the mansion to pay back the creditors from the bankruptcy case from years ago, which they still owe millions and millions, and selling the house would only put a small dent in that.
Right.
So now, I know you were saying that you thought they had already got rid of that beach house. Well, Radar Online's reporting that they still own it, but now that, just a couple weeks after they put the mansion on the market, now the beach house and that boat that we got to see in the Hurricane Sandy episode, those are both for sale now as well.
Yeah, what did they say, around $300,000 for that house?
I think that's what I read. I don't know if that's an accurate assessment. Right. Mm-hmm. This is just what we're reading online.
Yeah, the article I read regarding that also said that they wanted to have like one last summer there. Yeah. So that makes sense they'd be putting it up now. Yeah, yeah. But it must be bittersweet nonetheless because, you know, they redid it and that was their family's place by the shore. And that's definitely a society thing to have. You know, to have to give that up is definitely a fall from grace, I believe. So, yeah.
That's it for this week with the yeah gossip.
Yeah, let's do some predictions now. Let's get ready.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Well, before we go into our predictions, a word from our sponsor.
Birchbox. Awesome. So I've gotten this before, and actually I get it right now as a gift from a friend. Birchbox is awesome. You're going to get it mailed to you. What it is a cute little decorated box in the mail full of fabulous beauty products. So it could be hair, skin, nail products. Don't know what you're going to get, but it's going to be some great sample sizes for you. It could be some big brands that you were afraid to try because it's too much money, didn't want to invest in it, or a brand you've never heard of that's going to be the best thing that ever happened to your skin. But what happens is if you love it, you can order the full size at Birchbox.com. Every month you're going to get new products tailored exactly to what you would like to get. All this stuff is stuff that beauty editors are trying out themselves and liking and recommending. So that's what's so great, why you're going to get such great products. It's only $10 a month delivered right to your house. How awesome is that?
Nice. And I believe if you go on that site, the word that you can use is AfterBuzz.
Right? AfterBuzz. Yep. You're going to get 100 Birchbox points, which is equal to $10 off. Mm-hmm. And so there you get your first month free. So and you're off and running with your new beautiful self.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Speaking of beautiful.
Yes.
Let's get back to our Housewives of New Jersey. Yes.
Well, Jacqueline and Kathy are gathering and they're talking about, of course, Teresa.
Of course.
And Jacqueline looks a little different. Speaking of beauty products, Jacqueline looks a little different.
Jacqueline gets so much stuff done. She's got to slow down.
I don't think she's getting it through Birchbox. I think she's going to the Dr. Birchbox.
Well, gosh, what did we see last season? A tummy tuck?
Yeah, I don't know. She did something to her eyes.
Yeah, well, I think she's getting so many fillers. You know how, like, Kim Kardashian gets so many fillers? It's like her face is a different shape now. Yeah,
yes.
You can literally do kind of like a facelift and complete overhaul of your looks just by getting injectables. You got to keep getting them, but maybe that's what's going on with Jacqueline.
Maybe. Regardless, I won't harp on her image. I'm glad to see her back. Kathy, not so much. But no, Jacqueline, I'm interested to see what she says. I'm glad they're integrating her into the show a little bit, it seems. And then she says that, she calls it out that both Teresa and Joe are going to have to go through the rest of their life as convicted felons.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what they say to that. They just cut to Kathy and she's like nodding. So we'll see what Kathy brings to the table next week. And then, of course, Amber is going to get news regarding her cancer. I predict that everything is going to be quite all right with that because we do see her coming to Florida. And I certainly hope so.
Yeah, me too. My gosh. Mm-hmm. To your health. Let's see. I think Teresa's going to start shopping for a smaller house to downsize. And I don't know. God, did they go to Florida next week? I hope so. I can't take it anymore. Yeah,
I don't know. I feel like we would have saw more of it if they did. Well, we do because we did see. Yeah, they do because we saw Dina and I believe Nicola Teresa, one of those chicks, and they were just going. They were
right.
They
well, Dina's Victoria spilling the tea.
Yeah.
So she's getting ready to tell the girls. Guess what Teresa told me about you?
But she doesn't even believe it. So what the hell is she talking about it for? If she doesn't think it's true, that's right. Just like malicious gossip.
As housewives do, doll.
I know.
She's gonna let them know what was said.
I know. Well, we will find out that and more next week on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I'm your host, Grant Rutter. You can find me on Twitter at @Grants_Rants. And Megan, where can we find you?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Megan Stecher, MeganStecher.
Thank you for checking us out. We'll be back with more Housewives next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.